WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Wes Craven and John Hughes are two directors associated with particular genres. For Craven, it's horror films. For Hughes, it's Brat Pack movies, like The Breakfast Club and Pretty in Pink. Craven's new film, The Serpent and the Rainbow, is set against a backdrop of voodoo in Haiti. Hughes' latest, She's Having a Baby, is an exploration of the transition into adulthood. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
Late January, early February, this is when moviegoers enter a kind of twilight zone, a region where things are seldom what they seem. It's the season when the least robust of the Christmas pictures finally bite the dust, and the studios rush in with their replacements, usually those movies that are ineffable, unmarketable, or most often masquerading as something they're not. Two cases in point, The Serpent and the Rainbow, a googly-eyed horror movie masquerading as a serious anthropological inquiry, and She's Having a Baby, a string of dopey rock videos masquerading as an American art film. Of the two, I much prefer The Serpent and the Rainbow, which is all about how an unusually intrepid young scientist discovers a voodoo zombie powder that evil Tonton Macoute chieftains use to control their enemies. The director is Wes Craven, who made the first and best Nightmare on Elm Street movie. He's an uncommonly deft horror director, with a real knack for recreating the disturbing aura of dreams. In The Serpent and the Rainbow, the zombie powder paralyzes you in such a way that you appear clinically dead, but you're aware of everything going on around you, including, in many cases, your own premature burial. It's that spooky, druggy sensation, that sensation of being under a spell and out of control that The Serpent and the Rainbow most effectively evokes. But then it has to gum up the works by throwing in somber, pretentious scenes like this one.
What do you know about zombification?
Pardon me?
Zombification. The process of making zombies, the living dead.
Just what I've seen on the late show.
This is the death certificate of Christophe Durand.
You noticed the date on that death certificate. It's 7 years ago. This photograph was taken 1 week ago at a clinic in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
That man is Christophe Durand.
The same. And very much alive.
Maybe Durand had a twin.
The guy in that clip who sounds so skeptical and laid back, not to mention half asleep, is the movie's star, Bill Pullman, who will never convince me he's a doctor of anthropology, or in fact of any discipline more taxing than miniature golf. And the pretense that the movie is a true story means that most of the real shockaroos in it have to be explained away as hallucinations or dream sequences, so that when something really scary is going on, it's all too easy to shrug it off. I much preferred Nightmare on Elm Street, in which the hobgoblins that seemed dismissible as dreams proved all too real. As for the new John Hughes movie, She's Having a Baby, well, nothing in this film seems real, not for a moment. It, too, is full of hallucinations, fantasy sequences, even dance numbers. They're all supposed to add up to a kind of Fellini-esque fantasia on the everyday problems young marrieds have, in this case, Kevin Bacon and Elizabeth McGovern. The putative fun starts with the wedding ceremony.
Wilt thou, Jefferson, have this woman to be thy wedded wife? Wilt thou comfort and keep her in sickness and in health? Wilt thou provide her with credit cards and a four-bedroom, two-and-one-half bath home with central air and professional decorating? A Mercedes-Benz?
Hilarious, right? 2 weeks in the Bahamas. John Hughes is said to believe that this, his first grown-up romance, is his masterpiece. Of the Kevin Bacon character, he says, "We really get deep inside this guy's head." Well, when we do, I'm afraid there's nothing there. In attempting an art film about the real drama within every mundane life, Hughes has succeeded only in showing us the banality of banality.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.